very much, Mr. Chairman. I apologise for coming in at this stage of the discussion, and particularly in relation to draft conclusion 7. I want to first thank the Special Rapporteur for all the work that he did in coming up with these draft conclusions, and I also want to thank the Chair of the Drafting Committee for her report. I do, however, have a concern about some of the content of the report of the Chair of the Drafting Committee, because part of that report did not reflect what I had understood to be the conclusions of the Drafting Committee. I want to particularly refer to the second sentence of Draft Conclusion 7, which clearly states that such decisions do not constitute legally binding precedent unless otherwise provided for in a specific instrument or rule of international law. There were a number of examples that were given in the report of the Chair of the Drafting Committee. Some of those are provided for in specific instruments, where, for example, there was indications in the international criminal realm between different chambers, or other rules of international law. In the report of the Drafting Committee Chair regarding the rules of international law, there was a reference made to the possibility that the approach taken by the appellate body in the World Trade Organization constituted an exception and that therefore fell within the rule of international law. This was something which I have raised last year. I have raised in the plenary this year. I raised in the drafting committee. It is something that I do not agree with. So I have some difficulties, therefore, with accepting the interpretation that seems to be the interpretation that was ascribed to the drafting committee when I vehemently objected to that. So, Mr. Chair, I have some difficulty, therefore, agreeing to the adoption provisionally of Draft Conclusion 7 if it is the interpretation of the Commission that the World Trade Organization and the decisions of the appellate body of the World Trade Organization constitute legally binding precedent. That is the context in which we're talking about. We're talking about decisions of the appellate body of the World Trade Organization constituting legally binding precedent. Not de facto precedent, and which can be followed, but legally binding precedent. That is legally incorrect. So if it is the wish of the Commission to have that interpretation, then that is not something that I can subscribe to. So I wanted to put that on record, and then I would be accepting of this adoption provisionally of Draft Conclusion 7 so long as the interpretation that has been ascribed to this by the Drafting Committee is not followed in the commentaries. Thank you very much.